Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
Detective Rubin.
Hi, Detective Rubin. This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network. And I was calling, sir. I've read quite a bit about Lindsay Bonestell's murder. And, of course, there's been a lot released about the accused having served 6 years. I was wondering when the police department will begin to speak about the writing that was left on the wall at the murder scene.
I don't handle any public information. You have to call a public information officer. I can't speak with the press.
You cannot at all?
No.
How did the facts of about the case get released to the press? Because Captain...
Through the public information officer.
Okay. Detective Rubin, do you know that the United States Department of Justice says that blacks are 7 times as likely to murder as whites? They have that on their website.
I don't know why you're telling me that. I can't speak with the press.
Because it's a fact that the federal government tells the population of this country.
You have to call the public information officer.
Okay, I shall do that. Thank you.
Craig Cobb had spoken previously with Captain Nafosky, the public information officer, who answered his questions continuously with no comment.
Wait a minute, Craig. Town Court, this is Linda.
Yes, ma'am. This is Craig Cobb, and I was wondering if town court apartments are some of them subsidized, ma'am, available?
No, they are not, sir.
None of them. May I ask, ma'am, this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio, and I wondered if both Lindsay Bonestell and James E. Cook were tenants of town court?
I have no idea, sir, nor could I tell you that.
I beg your pardon?
I said I have no idea, nor could I tell you what residents we have living here.
Oh, I see. Well, okay. I thought in light of a murder having occurred, you might be willing to...
I don't know anything what we were talking about, sir.
You haven't heard of the Lindsay Bonestell murder?
Sir. I just heard it the other day. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're on a great day at Town Court. This is Linda. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I wondered if I can apply to Town Court with Section 8. Do you accept federal Section 8, ma'am?
No, we don't, sir.
You do not? You're sure about that? Because it might be against federal law to say you don't
sir,
if you do.
Sir.
You're sure about it, huh?
No, I'm not quite sure, sir.
You're not quite sure now? How about if I look it up or contact the federal authorities in Newark?
Sir.
You know, because if you've just given me false information, ma'am,
you
might lose your Section 8 rights. Isn't that right?
Sir.
Yeah.
Why are you harassing me?
I'm not. That's not harassing. I'm asking you if you take Section 8, lady.
Newark Housing Authority, how may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I wondered if I could speak to someone about which apartment complexes in Newark accept Section 8.
Hold on, please.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, this is Ms. Roberts.
Hello, Ms. Roberts. My name is Craig Cobb, C-O-B-B. And I'm wondering, ma'am, if town court apartments in Newark, do they accept Section 8? I know you have a federal list.
No, we don't maintain a list.
You don't maintain a list. How do you find out, then? I just have to present the application or and you inspect the housing?
Well, do you have a voucher now?
No, I don't have a voucher, but, for example, my father used to have a lot of apartment buildings, and I would manage some of them, and when the tenants came, they would ask me if we accept Section 8.
Oh, okay.
And I presume the federal guidelines are the same all over the United States.
Yes.
So my question to you is, does town court apartments accept Section 8? You're a federal governmental agency, I presume, right? Or you're subsidized by the federal government, Ms. Roberts?
Right.
So could you just tell me about how that works?
Well, town court hasn't accepted anything in a while.
Yes.
Whether they will now, I really don't know. We haven't had anyone that really requested.
Nobody wanted to get in there?
No one requested to get in there.
Oh, I see. When was the last time they requested, may I ask?
Well, I couldn't tell you exactly. Like I said, it's been a while.
It's a while. So, in other words, town court does accept them, right?
They haven't accepted anything in a while.
But they haven't rejected them either.
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this. When I call an apartment complex and they tell me that they don't accept them when, in fact, they have or they do, is that against federal law? In other words, for them to essentially try to deny me housing, is that against federal law?
If they're not willing to accept it, we can't make them.
Mm-hmm.
They have a choice. All owners have a choice to either accept Section 8 or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't force them.
Was James E. Cook a client of yours?
I couldn't tell you that if he was or he wasn't.
And I suppose his probation department made him work, otherwise he wouldn't have worked. He told people he had 9 children.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii, and I'm calling for Vanguard Radio. We're located in the Midwest.
Okay, hold on, please.
Sure.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, sir. This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio. And I had called Town Court Apartments to see if they accept Section 8. Ms. Roberts was saying that they have in the past, that they're not bound to by law.
And no, they're not.
Right, I'm sure that's correct. So then I was asking about James E. Cook to see where he resided.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he wasn't, or his, I don't know how it works. He said he had 9 children, he's told people.
Oh, I don't know. We don't know anything about him, sir. And
you
and
don't know anything about him? You mean you can tell, you can say...
Other than what we read in the paper. And for the record, sir, anybody that participates in this program, their information is confidential. And I wouldn't tell you whether or not they were or weren't.
Right. So when you say you don't know anything about him, then you're kind of talking through your hat there because you can't say one way or the other.
Like I said, other than what we saw in the paper, you know...
Well, if you're saying you don't know anything about him, then you're revealing information about a client.
I am not admitting to anything, sir.
Right, but when you say you don't know anything about him, isn't the appropriate response, I don't know one way or the other, we can't talk about our clientele.
Okay,
isn't that right?
But see, if I tell you that we can't talk about the client, then it leads you to believe that there's possibility that person is or is a client.
Well, yeah, but
so
you said he wasn't.
So
when you say
the person,
when you say he categorically wasn't, you're essentially giving out information.
No, I'm not.
You're
if
not.
If I say I don't know the person,
you know Rochelle, his girlfriend.
Person,
Rochelle, his girlfriend.
I don't know anything about the person.
Well, what do you think about the federal government spending money to put people like James E. Cook in the midst of normal people?
Well, sir, again. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, I'm referring to the fact that the guy spent 6 years in prison, and he's been accused of murdering this white girl and dumping her body in the bathtub and setting it on fire.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. That's not very normal. So why should normal people be forced to have these people in their midst with federal government money? You see what I mean?
Again, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about this guy.
Okay, if you're asking me for my personal opinion.
Okay, I'm doing that.
On how I feel about people murdering people, I'm totally against it.
Do you know that black people, according to the Department of Justice, are 7 times as likely black males to murder as whites? 7 times? What do you think about that? Do you think that they should pull that off their federal Department of Justice website, or do you think that black people should start controlling black people?
Instead of
preaching to white people. You see what I mean? What do you think
about
that?
Okay, sir. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What is your whole intent on calling here asking those questions? What is your purpose?
My intent, first of all, I was trying to find out if town court is Section 8 accepts, and I guess they have in the past. And then my second intent is, as an African American yourself, I'm interested in your opinion. You work for the government. We're paying you.
I don't work for the government.
Oh, you work for a 501c3? What is Newark Housing Authority?
Newark Housing Authority is quasi-government.
It's quasi-government.
We're an enactment of the state.
Right, and what does quasi mean?
We are a non-profit organization.
That's a 501c3 then,
right? Yeah, I'm aware of what a 501c3 is.
Yeah, and your money comes from the government, right?
Our money comes from HUD, yes.
Okay, so you work for the government, de facto.
We do not work for the government.
You just finished telling me quasi. Quasi, de facto, we can slice and dice it any way you want. But anyway,
we do not
I'm interested in the opinion of black people because black people in this country are creating enormous mayhem upon white people, you see, and a lot of us are real sick of it.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
As far as that statement, this conversation is over.
Oh, you don't like that? You don't like a little bit of reality, huh?
Sir.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
Fathana, Terry Cathy speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Kathy. I would like to make an inquiry about which judge James E. Cook appeared before when he was released for burglary.
Do you know his case number?
I don't know any of that, ma'am.
What's the last name of the person?
Cook, with an E on the end, C-O-O-K-E, ma'am. First name is James, and middle initial is E.
And you want to know what?
I guess he's been up on 2 charges lately. It should show on your computer, I'm thinking. And one was burglary back in late April. And I was going to ask the judge in that case and what his bail was and so forth.
I can't tell you that over the phone. You'll have to come in.
Well, I'm in media out of state, ma'am.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't give criminal history out over the phone.
I see. Well, if not criminal history, how about just an appearance before a judge?
It's the same difference.
It's just not allowed to be given. How do local media find out? They just go there personally, is that it?
Yes, they do.
I see. That's a state law, probably, huh?
Yes, we don't give out you can fax a request
mm-hmm.
and with proof of who you are and mm-hmm. why you need the information.
Mm-hmm.
But or you can come in.
Oh,
I mean,
so
it is
I fax
your record, but we're not. I mean, there could be a mistake in the computer.
Sure,
and
yes,
I could read
I
it to you
I
and make a mistake.
Saying.
So
I get the purpose of the law. Well, can I ask your fax number?
Yes, it's area code 302
255-2265.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you'd make that attention, Sean, S-H-A-W-N.
That's yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's who would take care of the faxes.
Oh, I was hoping it was you, because then you'd know who, you know.
But, right.
You'd have an idea. But anyway, let me see now. When I address that, is it sufficient just to have a name and an approximate date for you to search it? When
yeah,
I fax?
Actually, there... I could tell you this much. That on the one case, there was no preliminary hearing even yet. It was held over, so there wasn't a preliminary hearing on it. The other one, I don't even have.
When you say it wasn't a preliminary, you mean no court appearance whatsoever?
Correct.
Well, how can that
on
be? Someone has to... how does that
on,
work, ma'am? The court, the judge approves that silently or from this chambers or what? I mean, who signs
what?
Off, so to speak?
I don't know why the... All I have is that the case was accepted here. We don't have any, the preliminary hearing.
I'm speaking of the one in April.
Over.
Yeah.
The one in April. I have nothing for April.
Oh.
Unless it's a closed case.
Closed case. Is there another court in your area? Pardon me, I'm not a lawyer, so
I'm
not familiar with some of your terminology.
Let me see. In April...
Yeah, I believe late April. Yes, ma'am.
Under James Cook,
mm-hmm.
Date of birth?
He would have been, he's 34 years old, so let me see. That would be
70.
71, something like that. 71, 72.
I have nothing in April.
Is there some other court venue there besides county?
Let me check.
Nothing in May, perhaps, because it was right on the cusp of April, May, but I'm pretty sure it was
the only thing I have is June, and then back in 1999, which wasn't our court.
Right. But anyway, to get back to the other, it could be a county court or something, and for a burglary charge this was, I believe. Would that be held in your court or some other one?
It depends on what the burglary was.
Oh.
It could be Court of Common Pleas.
Oh. Could I try their number? Do you know that?
Sure, I can transfer you up, but I'll give you the number in case.
Well, thank you very much. Sure.
The number is 255 zero. Wait a minute. Let me double check before I say that. I want to say 09. Yeah, 0900.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you so
me,
much, ma'am.
You're welcome, sir.
Oh, you're going to transfer me? I'll hold.
Yes,
sir.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Although transferred, the call was never answered.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Martinez.
Yes?
Yes, this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network. And I'm calling you, sir, because, of course, you're a neighbor to Lindsay Bonestell, who was murdered recently. And I wanted to ask you a few questions, if I might, about whether you'd ever run into Mr. James E. Cook there in the neighborhood.
No, I didn't.
Did you ever encounter Lindsay?
No, not that I know of. Maybe on the bus.
Sure. Did I guess that's a lot of students live in your area, right? Did you know that if Mr. Cook lived in the town court apartments as well?
I don't know.
Hmm. Are the neighbors talking about it a little bit or a lot?
I haven't been in town that much lately, so I'm not really sure.
Hmm. I see. But you've seen the emergency vehicles going around in and out, right?
Yeah.
How many doors, may I ask, do you live from where Lindsay lived?
I live across the street, actually.
I see. But you can see her entrance there?
No, I don't know if I can see the entrance. I can see, like, the back of her apartment.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Martinez.
All right. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Steinberger?
No, he's not here. I'm asking who's calling.
Yes, this is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network, and I'm calling because the Steinberger residence is close to Lindsay Bonestell's. Of course, your neighbor was unfortunately tragically murdered.
Yep.
And, I wondered if, you'd seen a lot of emergency vehicles during those days, and if you'd ever met Lindsay.
I don't know if he did.
Uh-huh. Did you yourself, sir?
What?
Did you happen to meet her just in passing in the hallway or anything?
No, I never. We weren't in the same building, so never saw her.
Did you ever run into this James E. Cook, the accused?
Did not.
Did not. Are your neighbors talking about this event quite a bit?
To be honest, I don't really talk with my neighbors.
I see. And do you happen to know if James E. Cook also lived in town court apartments?
I would not know that. I don't think he ever did.
He did. I was told by one of his co-employees that he said he had 9 children. It seems that in your units there are mostly students.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Law?
Yes.
Yes, this is Craig Cobb with Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network, ma'am.
Yes.
And I'm calling because, of course, you were a neighbor of Lindsay Bonestall, and this story is being covered by our network. And I wondered if I might ask you a few questions about the time when that occurred, if you'd ever run into Lindsay in the neighborhood and so
I'm
forth.
I'm not interested in talking to you. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative, news and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute news without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.